Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Happy Sunday and welcome to another TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host Kane Reeves, in for Andy Goldstein. And there's only one place to start, and that's by looking ahead to a huge North London derby with updates on TalkSport.
Since Arsenal's relocation to North London in 1913, this has been the match they care about most in this part of the world. A century of history and tradition makes this game what it is.
Say on Derby Day in North London.
A moment of absolute magic from Harry Kane from the left flank curling into the far corner. White Hart Lane has just exploded into scenes of ecstasy.
They're through again, it's Fabregas! What an end to the half for Arsenal! Two strikes as quick as lightning! But no meeting is ever more important than the next one. This is the North London Derby.
Join Sam Matterface alongside Mickey Gray and former Arsenal title winner Perry Groves for the Sunday session. They'll keep you up to date with all of the action at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. A win could extend Arsenal's lead at the top of the table to 4 points. And before we hear from Spurs boss Ange Postecoglou, here's Mikel Arteta, who's been explaining just how important this fixture is.
It's a big one in this football club. There is a big one between the two clubs, and it's something that it makes a club bigger and better.
I want to win. Well, I understand the importance of winning against, you know, your traditional rival. I've just come down from Glasgow, mate.
This has been the match they care about most in this part of the world. A century of history and tradition makes this game what it is.
You know about the rivalry, but I think you have to put that aside. You have to live the game with the intensity and the passion that that demands it, that's for sure. And on top of that, we know what we're playing for.
I'm just saying their motivation was always about stopping Arsenal from winning something. How about having your own set of ideals, your own goals?
I never believe your motivation should revolve around the demise of somebody else. Your motivation should always be about yourself. And I want to win because I want us to achieve something. I want us to progress. I want us to be in the position where we're fighting for the title.
Arsenal lead in the North London derby. And their start to the season, their best for 15 years, is getting better and better and better.
You know what you can give to your people, which is a lot of joy and happiness if we manage to win the game. And obviously when you have the chance to do that and that's in your hand, you really want to make the most of it to try to make it happen.
You've got to be prepared to embrace the big games, the big occasions, and that's the reality of it. You can't sort of ignore it or try and put it in a space where it's not going to affect you, because it will.
At the end, it's about finding a way to win the game. And that's it.
It's another mood-killing away day for Spurs. Newcastle United 4, Tottenham 0.
If I'd said to you at the beginning of the season that you would lose Harry Kane, but with 6 games to go, you'd be fifth in the Premier League table, you would have taken that, wouldn't you?
No, I'd be disappointed, mate.
You think you should be higher?
No. You said to me what I would have taken at the start of the year. I don't start any year thinking we're going to finish fifth.
All Arsenal can do now is keep on winning, keep on amassing points, keep on striving for success.
We have to look at ourselves and try to perform the best possible way, win our matches, and is what we have to do.
We want to be a club that hopefully is challenging for honours year in, year out. That means you're going to be involved in big games, whether that's derbies or otherwise. my advice always in these kind of situations is to embrace it.
We really want to get the job done, and we know as well that obviously it's a very young team with a really bright future, and still a lot of room for improvement, and we will try to keep developing it.
We can win on Sunday. It doesn't mean we're title contenders this year. You've got to be title contenders. You've got to do it over the course of a whole year. That has to be our aim. You know, that has to be our aim that, you know, in 12 months' time, we're hopefully in a position where, you know, we're one of the contenders rather than trying to disrupt them.
It's about making our own history now.
I always feel the next game's the biggest game. But I understand the context around a North London derby and what it means to our supporters, for sure.
Finally, how do you view the supercomputer, which has you at 26.6% of it?
I don't know what to say. Hopefully we can tweak that computer and make it a bit higher. Maybe he needs to upload the software. Hopefully we can change that.
TalkSport Daily.
Moving on to yesterday's action, and Liverpool, well, they're all but out of the title race, aren't they? We knew it already, but it's been kind of nearly confirmed after they dropped more points in a 2-2 draw at West Ham in the early kickoff live on TalkSport. It's just one win in their last five Premier League games now for Jurgen Klopp's side. He also clashed with Mo Salah on the touchline late on at London Stadium. Salah said he couldn't speak about the incident because there would be fire. Here's how we reacted to the game on TalkSport.
Liverpool's season, like their manager's time in the dugout, is almost over. It's finished West Ham 2, Liverpool 2.
If there would have been a deserved winner today, it could have been only Liverpool, but football is not like that. Here we are with 1 point, and that's obviously not enough for us, but not to change as well anymore.
Into the near post. It comes down off the defender and in, and Bowen celebrates. And it's another time this season that Liverpool have gone behind first in the game.
That's now the 23rd time in 55 games this season that Liverpool have conceded the first goal.
Their win percentage was 75% before we announced it, 61% after we announced it.
I said before, we need to win our games. We didn't win the game. But that doesn't improve our situation now massively. Do they look like they will lose 2 or 3 games now? Right, what you want about that, I don't think about it. It's just we have to win football games, and let's see what that means in the end. That means from now on, what do we have now? 75 points? 84 possible. And I think it's a good target to try to do that. We will see what that means. It's a while ago that somebody became champion with 84 points, I think.
I know you've got to get off just quickly about what happened on the touchline with Salah. Is everything okay between the two of you?
Yeah. We spoke about that in the dressing room all the time.
Well, it's just been reported that Mo Salah has walked through what they call the mix zone, which is where players can choose to speak to journalists if they want to. He declined to be interviewed, Mo Salah, and then said, if I speak today, there will be fire.
I think it's been coming from Salah. Salah's not a sub, mate. But Salah, Jamie, scored 210 goals and 86 assists for Liverpool. Do you know what I mean? The game against West Ham, tough game.
Don't give him 12 minutes.
You don't give him 12 minutes, mate.
The manager makes a decision. If you've got a problem, do it behind the scenes. Don't do it in public. And especially the comment afterwards as well about, oh, if I say anything, there'll be fire. You don't need to say that. Just keep your mouth shut.
You need to win a game in a title challenge, and you're bringing your star player up there in the best Premier League 11 ever, and you're getting 12 minutes. You can't blame him on the sideline.
You can't act like that. If you've got an issue, then do it behind the scenes afterwards.
Something is not quite right at Liverpool Football Club, and that could well be an understatement.
Respect your manager. And
okay.
If there's an issue, go and bang on his door the next day or behind the scenes and say, look,
easier said than done when you're a passionate player like Mo Salah is, who wants his team to win the league, and he's sitting there on the bench
Absolutely.
Thinking, how am I sat on the bench watching this?
Yeah, but then again, just suck it up. Bang. I have to deal with Klopp afterwards. Have it out with him afterwards.
TalkSport Daily.
Elsewhere in the Premier League yesterday, Man United were held to a 1-1 draw at home to relegation-threatened Burnley. Sheffield United became the first side to be relegated after a 5-1 thumping at Newcastle. Jamie O'Hara and former Villa striker Gabby Abonlahor took your calls on the game day phone-in.
United continued to frustrate their fans. Burnley, however, took their chance when it came. The final score, Manchester United 1, Burnley 1.
You were in a winning position and you gave it away.
Man United this season, again, are an absolute joke.
Ollie.
At the moment, I still want to stick with our current manager.
I'm really?
Sick of sacking every 2 minutes.
United fans have backed Tenag all year, but now we're just running out of excuses for him.
To finish this season, and you could not even finish in the top six, could finish in seventh place and be in the Europa League Conference. That's not building. Manchester United don't want that. That Manchester United want to be guaranteed Champions League football every season.
He ain't got no leaders on the pitch. He ain't got a Roy Keane or a Steve Bruce or Paul Lintz or Brian Robson.
The great Manchester United team, we forget, they were also built. I think when they were 2004, 2005, they also didn't play that great football. They were building, and it takes time.
He's starting to build something. If he's starting to make something go into progress...
What's he building? He's building, mate. Your last nine games, you've won two, four draws, three defeats.
It could have been a sandcastle, mate. I'm just so sick of the same cycle repeating itself. Oh, he pays poor. The sack.
We're not seeing anything at all to hold on to. It's not that we're back in Ten Hag. We just don't want to do it again with another manager. This is the same with every manager. Mm. From Mourinho to Moyes to Ole to Ragnick. It's exactly the same. We start off well, loads of promise, and it ends up like this.
The referee, well, not only does he blow the whistle on this game, but he also blows the whistle on Sheffield United's brief visit to the Premier League.
Defensive frailties, leadership problems, availability.
They can no longer catch fourth from bottom Nottingham Forest and are the first team relegated, and it's back to the Championship they go.
It's been a really disappointing season for them.
We just need to have a complete overhaul. You know, Luton have shown that you don't need to spend millions to compete in this league or at least have a chance. You just need a bit of spirit.
Some of the defending is calamitous. I mean, I watched them and today, just not at the level. I think they should get banned. Give them a season ban. They come up this season, Gabs, right? They've come up, sold their two best players and have been an absolute disaster this season. They got 16 points.
Yeah, it's
there
terrible.
Should be some sort of ban. If you're that bad, you shouldn't be allowed to come back to the Premier League for a season.
If you concede over 100 goals, which they will, that's crazy.
To be blunt, the Blades haven't cut it this season and the team hailing from the City of Steel have shown very little mettle. The most goals conceded in a 38-game season, and they would beat their own worst points total in the Premier League if things continue as they are.
Yes, the gulf between the Championship and the Premier League is huge, but I think the way that they've gone down with nearly 100 goals conceded just shows that the lack of ability, experience that they've got within this squad to compete.
Sheffield United
have
conceded 97 goals this season, Gabs. 97! It's a record.
Goals going in how quickly they go in. Just it's happened too many times for it to be a fluke, Dan. There's a reason behind it.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
On to a bit of EFL action, and Ipswich, they missed out on the chance to move back into the Championship automatic promotion places after drawing with Hull. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
Where better place to be than with TalkSport 2 for the climax to the EFL Championship. Just a yard or two in from the touchline. It's low cross, takes a deflection, and it falls to the feet of George Hurst. Here's a chance, laid off to Tufan! And the roar of the home crowd tells you everything you need to know, because Hull City have equalised.
I don't know what Ipswich Town are thinking. You know, you're that close to half-time, keep your clean sheet intact.
Hutchinson goes for the curler! What a goal! Omari Hutchinson! What a fantastic finish! Now Cavalier with the cross to the near post! Hull City have drawn level! Crossed into the near post! And converted for the equaliser! Now it's to the right angle of the penalty area. Here's Hutchinson, another curler, another goal! What a finish by Omari Hutchinson! Wow, he's done it once! He's done it twice! In it goes from Carvalho, deep to the far post, headed down, pushed away by Hladky, and in! Off the underside of the crossbar! By Noah Ohio! You almost don't want this season to end.
No.
It's been that good,
yeah.
The championship this season. The referee's going to blow his whistle when Ryan Allsop hits this kick, and that is indeed the case. It brings to an end an absolutely enthralling game.
Meanwhile, Derby County, they were promoted back to the Championship after a 2-0 win over Carlisle at Pride Park. TalkSport 2 took you around the grounds on the final day of the League One season.
Oh, what a goal! What a magnificent hit from Bex Bird!
What a streak!
A penalty at the Western Homes. Mark Wilson.
Dion Charles from the spot to put Bolton 2-0 up, and he does.
So, Bolton doing what they have to do, but it's not enough as it stands.
It's still in Lincoln's hands. It's 0-0.
Oxford up to fifth. Blackpool up to sixth because they lead as well. Lincoln only drawing would miss out. And there is a breakthrough at Oakwell. Graham Beecroft.
It's gone to Barnsley. Barnsley 1, Northampton 0.
And that will catapult Barnsley back into the playoff places. And there's a goal at the Western Homes Community Stadium.
It'll go down well at your place. It's Peterborough 1, Bolton 2.
Yeah, it's Lincoln 0, Portsmouth 0. Danny Mandroyou was nudged over in the penalty area. He stepped up to take it. He slipped. And it was easily saved by Norris.
And that still means that Lincoln are out of the playoff picture. Ball into the area. Fired in by James Collins. Start the championship party now. There is a goal back at the Western Homes. Mark Wilson.
You can start the party now for sure because it's Peterborough 2, Bolton 2 here.
Goal of the LNER, Jeff Peters.
It's Lincoln 0, Portsmouth 1. It could be all up for Lincoln now. Miles Peart-Harris with the goal.
Well, that's music to the ears of Oxford fans, I imagine. And the full-time whistle goes. A pitch invasion will signal Derby County's return to the EFL Championship.
And it's been turned in, and Lincoln's season is ending here today.
In the playoffs then, it's Bolton, Peterborough, Oxford and Barnsley.
Today is a good day to be a Derby County fan. Derby are promoted back to the Championship.
TalkSport Daily.
And we end today with an exclusive interview with two-time former heavyweight world champion Anthony Joshua. He was in Monaco for the weekend's Formula E action and revealed to TalkSport's John Jackson his plans for his next fight.
Yeah, so some date between September the 20th to September the 25th, for example, any time in between there. But listen, whenever they tell me there's a date, you know I'll be ready, 100%.
Okay, and it's going to be in London.
It's going to, well, that's word on the streets. That. It's going to be in London, Wembley Stadium. This is what I'm being told. So if that's what they say, they normally back their word. So, yeah, let's go with that. Wembley, September the 20th or 21st, 22nd, sometime in there.
Book that week off. If you're thinking of coming to Wembley
off.
Stadium,
exactly.
Be in the North London area between those days.
Yeah.
And when we're talking about names in the frame, we spoke a little bit earlier on the Formula E stage. Mm-hmm. Three names in the frame.
So what they've got on June the 1st, in Saudi Arabia, they've got the 5 versus 5 card. We've got Filip Hrgović versus Daniel Dubois. You've got Zhang Zili versus Deontay Wilder. So providing one of those look good, the one who looks the best, His Excellency Turki Alşekir is saying, I want you to fight, because what he says is that in the future, I want people to look back at your record and say you took on the best. I said, now you're speaking my language. So out of that pool, I believe that's who I'm going to be fighting.
That sounds like a really beautiful relationship you've got there with him.
Yeah,
you're on the same page.
Exactly. We're on the same page, and he's on the same page as the fans as well. Do you know what I'm saying? So he's trying to deliver what the fans want. I know they want that big fight with Tyson Fury, and he's working on it. Fury's got his obligations with Usyk, So I've got to make sure I stay focused and disciplined, make sure I keep on steamrolling through opponents so I can get closer and closer to have an opportunity to fight for the fans and fight for myself, me versus Tyson Fury, and hopefully it'll be in London as well.
Perfect. I understand it was quite close for you and Deontay Wilder to face each other. Yeah. If he gets through this next fight, could that happen? You'd be up for that?
110%. Okay. If it's, I think that if he goes out there and looks good, especially, that will kind of reignite that flame that he had, because boxing is all about perception. You can look bad one fight and go out there the next fight and look good, and everyone says, yeah, he's back. So I pray that he does his thing. I pray that Zhang does his thing. Whichever one looks good and whichever one His Excellency wants, I'm ready.
So that's it for another TalkSport Daily podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Make sure you hit subscribe and there'll be another one of these first thing in the morning. But until then, be safe, everyone. Have a good weekend.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.